With that, it is our honor to invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be addressing the believers and speaking tonight about Islamic social sciences versus Western social sciences. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bari'il khala'iq ajma'in wa ba'ithil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القرشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد أجل فرج. ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على عدائهم عداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله. السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين يا يعصوب الدين ويا قائد الغر المحجلين ويا إمام المتقين ويا قدوة العارفين الذي قال جبرائيل في حقه لا فتى إلا علي لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ببركة صلوات على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم عليك توفاهم أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers and sisters at SOQ, congratulations on the birth anniversary of our master and the master of mu'mineen and believers, Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to be on the path of the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, inshallah. Every day, you know, in our prayers, at least obligatory prayers, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ at least 10 times a day. In a narration, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, he describes himself. And among those descriptions, he says, وَأَنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ I am the straight path of Allah. So, if you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the straight path, it is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Allama Tabatabai has a beautiful explanation in Tafsir al-Mizan. He says that the path is made by the best of the human beings, because there is nothing in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing higher and more valuable than the human being. So, if you are talking about the sirat, this tariq, this path, this way, this is not something other than or better than one of the great human beings. There is no being called Sirat other than the human being. This is why Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Ana Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if you are walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're actually walking in the soul and the spirit and nafs of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh. This is so important. This is where you can understand the reality of shafa'ah, of tawassul. When you seek a shafa'ah and a tawassul, you may think that you just have to, you know, in tawassul and shafa'ah, ask for the money or the well-being or a good wife or a, you know, wealthy husband, your improvement in your education, but it's not enough. The most important thing that you're going to and you have to ask in your tawassul and shafa'ah is to give you and show you the direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reality of the existence of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And if we want to be guided to the right path of Allah, it requires sometimes, and always of course, the knowledge. Without knowledge, you're not going to step into this path. This is why you see in Quran and Sunnah, there are tons of teachings, of eye-opening teachings that gives you and illuminates your heart to the reality of the universe. Without knowledge, it is impossible. And my brothers and sisters, many of you live in Qum because of that. We have come to Qum to gain this knowledge. Of course, the first purpose was Lady Ma'suma Salamullahi Alayha. And after that was to acquire, to achieve this knowledge and to spread it inshallah afterwards. Without knowledge, you cannot understand the reality of the religion of Islam. And without knowing the reality of the religion of Islam, you will be unable to understand the reality itself of the existence. And tonight, I'm just giving you a very brief and short, you know, aspect of that knowledge of Ahlul Bayt regarding the society. Because this is, you know, the Milad anniversary and we have, you know, all kinds of audiences here. I'm not going to talk about the real differences between the social, Islamic social sciences and Western social sciences because I think it will be so boring and I'm not gonna do that with you. But just for you to have an insight about this, and inshallah, for my student, I mean, for the students here, students of Hoza, to inshallah go and seek more knowledge about this, I'm just giving you an introduction. You know, you're living now in a society in which you can find hundreds of branches of different sciences and knowledge and different discourses, different fields of studying. These fields did not exist 500 or 600 or 700 years ago. After the modern age and after that progress or so-called progress that happened in the Western countries and societies, and after they crossed the sanctity of the church as the source of knowledge, they thought that they need to understand more and more about the universe and about the human being and about the society of the human being, so on and so forth. One of the things that human, you know, Western human being thought that he needs to understand was the society. What is the reality of the society? What are the rules of a society? Is there any connection between the history and the society? Does the history repeat itself? Can we control the societies? Can we improve the well-being of the societies? And it, you know, led the scholars there to, you know, build this discourse of sociology. I'm not talking about that. You know, there are some renowned scholars here, French scholars, British scholars, American scholars. But it was always a question that Muslim scholars and Muslim people would face. And that was, you know, the question was, is there anything in Islam, brothers and sisters, is there anything in Islam that can lead us to build Islamic sciences, Islamic discourses? Is it possible? Does Islam have anything to say about these things, these, you know, modern branches of knowledge? Tonight I'm just giving you an example of the knowledge of the society. You know, in the history of the Islamic civilization, you had Ibn Khaldun, you had Farabi, you had Ibn Sina, and even Mullah Sadra. They talked about the society. They talked about the rules of the society. They talked about the, you know, different periods of the society. They talked about the progress of the society, the evolution of the society. But it wasn't too much. Especially after the modern age, we had, you know, hundreds of new questions. In our Islamic, you know, seminaries, especially within the Shi'i school of thought, we have some great figures who talked about this. Contemporary scholars. Likes of Allama Tabatabai, Shahid Mutahari, Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, Rahmatullah Alayh, Imam al-Khumayni, Ayatollah Misbah. But tonight I'm just giving you some insights from the Tafsir al-Mizan and some other works of Allama Tabatabai. It is so interesting, brothers and sisters, that, you know, when you hear the name of Allama Tabatabai, what comes in your mind? An arif, maybe isolated from the society, a very radiant face, you know, full of light. By any means, he's not going to have anything to do with the society. Your picture is the picture of a monk, na'udhu billah, from him. But when you start to read the Tafsir al-Mizan, you know, maybe more than 10 times here, I ask this audience to read Tafsir al-Mizan. Brothers and sisters, this is valuable. If the only thing that you are, you know, taking from Qum was some volumes of Tafsir al-Mizan, I would say that it is enough for a student. Maybe more than enough regarding the situation that we have in the Hawza, unfortunately. In Al-Mizan, Allama Tabatabai, he says what? He says, I don't say Islam has some societal aspects, rulings, etiquettes. No. When he is, you know, explaining the verse number 213 of Surah Al-Baqarah, he says that according to Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. He says not only Islam talks about the society and religions talk about the society, but also I want to say, Allah Ta'ala says, that the religions of Allah, especially Islam, they were all founded on society. The most important priority, the most important objective for a religion was to reconcile the disagreements and problems within the societies of the human being. And that is so important. And he says, the first religion that explicitly, you know, said that and announced that was Islam. This is why Allama Tabatabai says, we have, you know, some part of teachings of Islam talks about the aqa'id, yes? And other teachings talk about akhlaq. And the third level talks about the, you know, laws and regulations, penal code in Islam, okay? He says all of these three levels are so connected, and all the levels are connected to Tawheed, and the only thing that can, you know, give a human being the straight path to Tawheed is society. So Islam firstly came for the society. Rasulullah came to build the Medina, the city, the civilization based on Tawheed. You know, this is a major difference between Islam and many other religions. Or, you know, some mystic teachings. Many of those religions, Eastern religions, many of the Western ones, I'm not just talking about the Ibrahimi religions. No. Even the Hinduism and religions like that. Most of them, they preach what? Solitude. Isolation. Meditation. Okay? But Islam, at first, it came to the society, built a mosque, and asked people to come, and even when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've got to be together. You've got to be together. You know, maybe you came, you know, we came across this question, that when I pray at home, I have more concentration, yes? When I'm not at mosque. You know, because in the mosque, you see this, you know, boy comes here and the girl and children, like now, they are crying and laughing and playing. An aunt there is, you know, talking to her friend. You know, an uncle here talking. Our scholars, everyone, you know, are talking, even during the prayer, okay? So it's so difficult to maintain your concentration. Everything is distracting you. So, Ya Allah, why masjid? Let me pray at home. What is this? Let me pray at home. Because at home, inshallah, I will, you know, turn off the light and, you know, in a, yes, dark room, I will concentrate on every word that is coming out from my mouth during prayer, and I have concentration and khudu and khushu, yeah? Quran says, no, I don't want that khushu. La salata li jar al masjid illa fi masjid. The person who is the neighbor of a mosque has no prayer except he or she prays in mosque. لا صلاة لجار المسجد إلا في المسجد. Why? Because Islam is not Hinduism. Islam is not some weird calling, Irfan, you know, in the South America. No. It has come to build the society And you cannot build society without the help and presence of all of the parts of this society, who are the individuals. So Allama Tawatawai says that society is so important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam came for the society. Islam came for the society. This is why Allama Tawatabai has an article, brothers and sisters. It is called Vilayat wa Zi'amat. It is written in Farsi. Vilayat wa Zi'amat. It is about the mastership and the leadership. It's the most important political treatise or article written by Allama Tawatabai. There he says, you know, in Al-Mizan, he says that society is in the nature of Islam. There he says the governance and political affairs are in the nature of Islam. This is Allama Tawatabai, not Imam Khomeini. This is Allama Tawatabai. He says, because al-wilaya, the leadership in the society, is something related to the fitrah of the human being, Islam cannot and will not abandon or ignore this. Okay, so society was so important for Islam. Allama Tabatabai then says what in Al-Mizan? You can find that under the verse number 200 in Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter of Quran. He says, according to Quran, this is his tafsir from Quran, you know, there are different ideas here about this concept that I'm going to talk about. He says, we believe that human being has an originality. Me, you, our sister, our brother, they are real beings. It was about what? Because, you know, some Western sociologists or Western philosophers, they believe that the only original thing outside there is the society. Human beings are nothing. They are just reflections of the society. You can find that in the works of Karl Marx, the maybe most important philosopher of the 19th and 20th century, and even until now he's so important. And in the works of Emile Durkheim, the French, or Durkheim, French say, the French sociologists, they would say that the individuals, they are nothing but a reflection of the society. Okay, Allama Tawatawai says, according to Quran, every person, every human being has its reality and originality. We are not just reflections of our society. We are independent beings. Okay? But at the same time, he says that society has an originality. What does that mean? Listen carefully. He says, when we get together and build a society, a small society or a large society, after we made this society gains some reality. It means, except from me and you and this person, and in Hosea we say, and except from Zayd and Bakr and Khalid and this one and that one, this society has a reality. This is why he says in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ what? أَجَلٌ. In every nation, every society has a time. لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Societies, they have time, they have ajal, they have the time of death, they have life, they have death. They have salvation. They have damnation. So, according to Quran, he says, we have two original things in the reality, individuals and the society. So, what is the result of this perception? According to that, he says we can talk about al-ummatu saliha, the competent nation. In Quran, we read about istikhlaf. We can be vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ What? إِنِّي Talking to each other. إِنِّي what? Sisters. صَلُّوا عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدْ اللهم صل على محمد. This is Sheikh Ali Qumi's fault. I wasn't going to talk about sciences. Yeah. I know it's boring. Yeah. Khalifa, mashallah. So, I want to ask for a salawat, but not in the brothers section. Just sisters. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. No one is alive there. I knew that. Yeah.
Somebody in the brothers also says
so. Again, sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, not you. Resurrection. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. So, I have no hope. Okay. Yeah. Don't ever mind about it. Okay. So, قال أني جعل في الأرض خليفة. So, خليفة الأرض. Sometimes we think just about the individuals. Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'mineen. But if we, you know, look deeper in Quran, we see that Quran is talking about the ummah and nations, that they are competent enough to be the khalifa and vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allama Tabatabai says, this society of the human beings, it has a reality. It has influence. It changes you. It can change you. And you can change it. So, according to Quran, we have takleef as human beings, individuals. Haram, halal, wajib, mustahab. But we can find takalif and duties for this society. This ummah has a duty. Not just you. The ummah as ummah, collectively, they have duties because they have a reality. And what happens when they shy away from, you know, addressing those duties? What happens when they disobey those duties? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ They will lose their position. فَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُخِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ عِزَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ So, if a nation, and we know there are some good people in that nation, but because this nation, this society, lost its competence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that glory, you know, that position away from them. And this happened to many of the nations before us. So, according to the Islamic social sciences that was built somehow by Allama wa Tabai, this society has reality. An ummah has duties. Ummah as ummah. And you know, today the ceasefire in Gaza was announced, but there was a big and major failure for al-ummah. So they've got to be waiting for the harsh punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God forbid. They just sat down and witnessed the slaughter of more than 50,000 innocent people. Including more than 15,000 children, more than 30,000 children and women. So this ummah had some duties. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take anything back from you until you change yourself. Until you damn yourself. لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا. It's not talking about the individuals. This is about the society. يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. غَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Alhamdulillah, we have this glory towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we sacrificed our dearest of our dears, Sayyid Hassan. Salamullah alayhi, rahmatullah alayhi. We sacrificed what we had. If you imagine the challenge between Habil and Qabil and the story of the sacrifices that they had to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are proud to say inshallah, and I say I didn't do anything as a society, okay? We were alhamdulillah inshallah Habil to present the best we had. So wait for the consequences of the obedience and disobedience of the societies. Because Allah Ta'ala says it's real. And it is so beautiful. According to Allah Ta'ala, eventually, at the end of the day, the direction of the societies are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, you know, different philosophies, different theories we have about the end of times. If you go back to the Marxism, they have some theories. They say that the final communism, inshallah, will arrive. They won't say inshallah. Insha'al-Madda will arise. Liberalism, they say the end of the history will be this, you know, capitalist, democratic order. Different people say different things. Some people, they say that there is no end because we continue to come back and come back and again come back. But according to Islam, according to the school of Ahlul Bayt, and according to what Allah Ta'ala has understood from Quran, the end of the societies is ummatun wahida. Shahid Mutahari says in his book that the end of the history will be one nation, one society that will inherit the istikhlaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. So according to the Islamic social sciences, end of times and end of the evolution of the societies will be the mixture of all the cultures and societies all together, and they will all accept the reality of Tawheed. It doesn't mean that they abandon all the cultures, no. But the attention of all people will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will happen, but it doesn't mean that me as an individual will have a part in that happening. So the end of the societies is determined. No one can change it. But I as human being, I as an individual, have free will. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. At the end of time, maybe I become kafur, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or become shakur. Anyways, you know, if you look at the society by just empirical, you know, evidences, and just based on science, you will have an understanding. If you look at the society with the materialist philosophies, you will have another perception of the society. But if you look at society according to Quran, and by Quran, you will have different understanding, different explanation of the society. And this is what differs our way and path from many other, you know, scholars in the world. And it requires, brothers and sisters, hard working. Sisters and brothers who are studying in Qum, you don't have, you know, a long time. You've got to go back. And by going back, I don't mean that you've got to, you know, leave Qum. No. Going back means going back to Tabligh. Maybe you're still living in Qum. But this time has an end. So we have to use our time and be benefited by studying, by reading, by not wasting our time. Look, in 2 years, how many significant changes happened in the world. Could you imagine this world 2 years ago? You couldn't imagine. Everything changes rapidly, and we've got to go back. And, you know, as students of Ahlul Bayt, we've got to try so hard to realize the knowledge and ilm of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, and then to be able to spread it, inshallah, throughout the world. Because Amir al-Mu'mineen, and this is the birth anniversary of him, Amir al-Mu'mineen had many things to say. On the minbar in Kufa, he said, Saluni qabla an tafqiduni. Ask me before you lose me. And they didn't ask. One of the most famous companions of Rasulullah was sitting there and asked, what? Ya Ali, can you give me the number of the hairs, my hairs on my chick? How many hairs are in my beard? This was his question. And he was, of course, making fun of the Amir al-Mu'mineen's words. Saluni qabla an tafqiduni. You know, this is a bold statement for anyone to make. Ask me before you lose me. What does it mean? It means anything you want to learn. Because in other, you know, other narrations, we have that Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I am more knowledgeable about the ways and realities of heavens than the earth. And they didn't ask. We shouldn't be among those people who don't ask. We've got to ask and achieve knowledge, inshallah, and go back and do this great jihad of spreading the words of Ahlul Bayt in this world that is filled with darkness and filthy ideas, inshallah, by the nur and light of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, we can illuminate this world, inshallah, together. This is this night and these days and nights dedicated to Amir al-Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayh. You know, and because this is a celebration, we're not going to have any rawdha, but I want to read some parts of the Ziyara al-Rajabiyya for you as the end of my lecture. This is so beautiful, brothers and sisters. You don't need to be in a haram, the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, to read this. Alhamdulillah alladhi ashhadana mashhada awliya'ihi fi Rajab. You can do this at home. And of course, at the shrine of Lady Ma'suma salamullahi alayha, if you go to Mashhad or Karbala. But we can do that even from our home. So let's just read some parts of this. This is so beautiful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله الذي أشهدنا مشهد أوليائه في رجب وأوجب علينا من حقهم ما قد وجب وصلى الله على محمد المنتجب وعلى أوصيائه الحجب اللهم فكما أشهدتنا مشهدهم فأنجز لنا موعدهم وأوردنا موردهم غير مخلئين عن ورد في دار المقامة والخلد والسلام عليكم إني قصدتكم واعتمدتكم بمسألتي وحاجتي وهي فكاك رقبتي من النار والمقر معكم في دار القرار مع شيعتكم الأبرار والسلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار أنا سائلكم وآملكم فيما إليكم التفويض وعليكم التعويض فبكم يجبر المهيض ويشفى المريض وما تزداد الأرحام وما تغيب إني بسركم مؤمن ولقولكم مسلم على الله بكم مقسم في رجعي بحوائجي وقضائها وإمضائها وإنجاحها وإبراقها وبشوني لديكم وصلاحها والسلام عليكم سلام مودع ولكم حوائج وعوائج مودع يسأل الله إليكم المرجع وسعيه إليكم غير منقطع وأن يرجعني من حضرتكم خير مرجع إلى جناب ممرع وخفض عيش موسع ودعة ومهل إلى خين الأجل وخير مصير ومخل في النعيم الأزل والعيش المقتبل ودوام الأكل وشرب الرحيق والسلسل وعل ونهل لا سأم منه ولا ملل ورحمة الله وبركاته وتخياته عليكم حتى العود إلى حضرتكم والفوز في كرمتكم والحشر في زمرتكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عليكم وصلواته وتحياته وهو حسبنا ونعم الوكيل إلهي بحق مولانا أمير المؤمنين وبعزتك يا الله 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 اللهم اجعلنا من خلص شيعة أمير المؤمنين اللهم اجعلنا من خلص شيعة أمير المؤمنين اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم سلم واحفظ وانصر المسلمين في أقصى البلاد اللهم اشغل الظالمين بالظالمين واجعلنا بينهم سالمين غانمين اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا الخامنئي اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير عوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.